Morning, everybody, and Merry Christmas!
Yay!
It's an exciting day. Praise the Lord, our annual Christmas program.
Absolutely. And we are so happy and thankful for all the hard work that Pastor Tom, the singers, the musicians. Woo! We got two new youth down here on violins.
And viola.
Wow, awesome. So it is going to be such a beautiful, beautiful celebration of our Lord Jesus Christ coming to earth. Amen? So let's go ahead and welcome Pastor Tom, all of this beautiful singing group, as we sing some Christmas carols together. So why don't you all stand?
Yeah, come on, stand to your feet. You know these pretty well enough, I'm pretty sure. One, two, three. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated at this time. We're going to do a song called Tell of Your Glory. We can't help but tell the goodness of God. Amen in the house, somebody? The goodness of God. Praise the Lord. Let's do it.
Glory to the God of all creation. Glory to the Lamb who came to save us. The one who was and is to come, seated high, enthroned upon our praises. Worthy is the one who gave us freedom, inviting us to come into your kingdom. But one day in your house is better. We belong to you forever, Jesus.
Come on. We will shout your name. If we had a thousand tongues to sing your praise, we would use them, everyone, to tell of your greatness, tell of your glory. Singing. Every tongue and every nation, we will bow in adoration, Jesus. We will shout your name. If we had a thousand tongues to sing your praise, we would use them, everyone, to tell of your greatness, tell of your glory. Jesus, no one above you, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, how we love you, Jesus, Jesus. Nobody like you, Jesus, Jesus. No one beside you, Jesus, Jesus. No one above you, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, how we love you, Jesus, Jesus. Nobody like you, Jesus, Jesus. No one beside you, Jesus, Jesus. No one above you, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, how we love you. We will shout your name. If we had a thousand tongues to sing your praise, we would use them, everyone, to tell of your greatness, tell of your glory, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Oh, how we love you.
Job. Amen. How many of you love Jesus today? I think I'm on, right? Yep, yep, yep. We're on for sure. Well, we are so excited that we have our CIA choir. That's our Children in Action coming to bless us with a couple of wonderful songs. They're going to be singing Born is the King and Star of the Morning. Want to say a big thank you to Sabrina Richardson and her team. I know they worked hard with these little ones. Don't they look great? Amen. Again, thank you to Sabrina. We got some more folks coming in. We'll give these kiddos a moment to line up. If you don't know, Reuben and Sabrina Richardson, they are over our children's ministry. They are children's ministers, and they work with the kiddos all the way from preschool up until they go into youth. Do a fantastic job. Wow, don't these guys look beautiful? And the kiddos, the boys look handsome. There's going to be a lot of kids featured on these two songs. So are we ready to go? Almost. All right. Parents, this is your opportunity to get those pictures. So get your phones out right now while they're standing kind of still, right? Okay.
To all the earth.
Job. Praise the Lord. I think now the kiddies need to find their parents. We'll give them just a moment. If you see your child running toward you there, I mean walking nicely. You know, I think what these kiddos did today is they acted on that scripture, the best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for everyone to hear. That's actually not a scripture. It's a quote from Elf. I'm just seeing if y'all are paying attention. But it's kind of scriptural, isn't it? They spread a lot of cheer today by singing loudly the praises unto the Lord. They did a fantastic job. Let's give them one more hand. Praise the Lord.
Well, once again, we want to welcome all of our first-time guests. If you're here for the first time and you'd like to fill out a Connect card, it's right in the seat back right in front of you. We're so grateful that you've come today to celebrate the goodness of God, the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Let's give all of our guests a big welcome and a big hand. Thank you so much for coming this morning.
And we want to let you know that if you fill out the connection card, bring it out to our welcome guest center. We do have a free gift just for you. And if you happen to be joining us online for the first time today, please text welcome to the number on the screen and we'll get back with you too. Amen?
Yes, indeed.
Well, we do have a few more things happening to celebrate Christmas, and we're excited about that. We'll have our regular Wednesday night service this week at 7:30, and then next Sunday morning, December 21st, Pastor will have an uplifting Christmas message. So go ahead, make sure you're here, invite somebody to come with you. And then this has become a really wonderful tradition around here. On Christmas Eve, we have a family candlelight service. That means you bring your little ones in here with you. We promise that they won't be set on fire or get anybody else on fire. Our candles are safe. The service begins at 5 and it will be over by 6 o'clock. So again, let's honor our Lord Jesus on Christmas Eve. We'd love to have you be a part of it.
Well, you know, God sent his very best.
Amen.
In that he sent Jesus.
Yes.
The Bible says he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I believe this with all of my heart. Since God gave us his very best,
yes,
we should give him our very best.
Amen.
And how do we do that? Well, we do that with our affection.
Yes.
With our love for him. The Bible says we are to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our soul, and with all of our strength. We share the love of God on the inside of us by bringing our supply into the local church. Our supply of prayer. Prayer is so vital in this day and in this hour. As you've seen in the last 24 hours, the tragic shooting at Brown University in Rhode Island. And then just yesterday, a terrorist attack on a beach in Australia where 11 Israelites were murdered and hundreds and many people were injured.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to lift them up today and we want to pray for the families of the victims. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
Jesus,
we lift up our voice and we lift up our hands. We are asking for your presence. We are asking for your comfort. We're asking, Lord God, for you to just surround those students, Lord, with your comfort by the power of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, for all of those that have tragically been killed over in Australia and all those that have been wounded, we pray that the healer would show up right there. Lord God, show up in the hospital rooms. For you are Jehovah Rapha.
You
are the great
thank
healer.
You,
we're asking you to heal the wounds, Lord God. And we thank you that you are with them, Emmanuel, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
So, of course, this is a matter of prayer that we want to make sure that we pray about on a consistent basis. The world is in a chaotic state, but that's why Jesus came. He came in the midst of our chaos to bring a peace that passes all understanding.
Yes, he did.
And so we show our love for him by giving him our very best. With our prayers, with our touch, with our talent, and certainly with our treasures as well. This morning, as we receive the offering, you that are first-time guests, don't feel any inclination to give. We have a goal that we have set for the end of the year, which will help us meet our covenants with our bank and also help us to finish strong and enter into the new year strong. How many of you are in agreement with that? So let's take a look at our goal and let's look at our update. We set a goal for $475,000. So far, just under two has come in. Isn't that great?
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
All right. So only $276,000 to go. And then we had a matching gift. And let's look at that. $50,000 matching gift. So far, $33,000 has come in.
All right.
All right. And just $16,000 to go. And once that $16,000 comes in, the $50,000 will be added to that. So we're heading on.
Amen.
We're heading onward. So thank you so very much for your love. Thank you for your prayers. Whether you give anything or not today, we want you to know that you are loved and we value you. And we thank God for all of your past giving, current giving, and whatever giving you may do in the future. Together, we are seeing the vision being fulfilled for the
Amen.
Glory of God. Amen?
Amen.
Reaching the lost, healing the hurting, and maturing the believer.
That's right.
If you are going to give today, the details are up there on the screen. Everything goes into our Joy of Generosity right through the end of the month. And so we thank God for all of you. If you need an envelope for cash giving or credit card, please raise your hands and the ushers will wait on you. Amen. Are you all ready to sell? Let's pray. Lift up your hands, lift up your voice. Thank you so very much, Lord. We honor you today, for you are worthy of all of our honor. We give you of our very best. We thank you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Jireh. You are the Lord that bountifully meets every need, not only in this house, but in the houses represented here. Thank you for filling to the full in every need in their lives. And we glorify you, for it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everyone shouted or said amen.
Amen. Right. Well, we are so excited to welcome to the platform the lovely Irene Nikolopoulos. I do my best on her name, but we've known her since she was probably 3 years old. And look how she has two. Okay. Wow. I won't say how old she is now, but she has grown up to be such a lovely lady of God, so talented. And I get so blessed that all of these young ladies that are going to be singing solos today, they are using their talents to glorify Jesus. Amen. So she's going to be singing a beautiful song with a powerful message entitled, How Low Was Our Redeemer Brought? Amen. Go ahead.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Lay helpless in a maiden's arms and pressed against her heart, while sheep and cattle raise their voice, the babe can speak no words. The ever-flowing spring of joy had come to share our thirst. Stumble as he learned to walk upon the ground he'd made. The one the angels bowed before would kneel to wash our feet and be at home among the poor, though he owned everything. raise us from our shame. And now the highest praise of all belongs to Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. What a message in that song. So powerful. And now it's my privilege to welcome Michelle Stafford. She's one of our girls for sure. You know, I get kind of emotional at times like this because I feel like a proud mama when all of these young ladies come up to sing. And Misha's really multi-talented. She works for us here at the office. She's so smart, so beautiful, and she has an awesome voice. And this song that she's going to sing today, I know it's going to touch your hearts. There's a powerful message in it. So let's welcome her as she sings, Behold Him.
She put up the tree, stockings 1, 2, 3. They all know one is missing. It's been a whole year without him right here. Won't be the same kind of Christmas. Some years it's wonder and lights in the sky, and some years it's okay to cry. In your silent night, when December 23rd, 4 months out of work, and the bills just keep coming. Trying to stay strong, he wonders how long he'll come home empty-handed. In every tear that you lift to the sky, in every breath and you cry,
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands. Can you do that? Let's just lift our hands and behold Him. Hallelujah. Jesus, we behold You today. And we thank You that You came to be our Lord and our Savior. Amen. What a powerful message of hope in that song. I know that we have all had times in our lives where we have felt alone. And we've dealt with loneliness or we've experienced loss in our lives. I know some of you, I know your lives, I know your circumstances. Many of you have loved ones that have recently gone home to be with the Lord. And at Christmas, you can feel that emptiness or that loneliness. But did you know, for the believer, we are never alone. And our loved ones that have gone home to be with the Lord, they're not lost. We know exactly where they're at. And soon and very soon, we will be reunited. For the believer, we will never ever have to face the circumstances of life on our own. Is anybody else besides me really thankful for that? He is with us. There's a beautiful passage of scripture found in Hebrews chapter 13, and it's verse 5. I'm just going to read the last part of it out of the Amplified. For He, God Himself, has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give up on you, nor leave you without support. I will not in any degree leave you helpless or forsake, nor let you down, relax my hold on you, assuredly not. Can anybody be happy about that? We are not helpless. We are not hopeless. We will never be forsaken. Did you notice in that passage of scripture how many will nots were in there? There were four. I will not. And then just to emphasize and make sure we got the point, He added assuredly not. What a promise. Amen. We think about it like this at Christmas time or at any time of the year. When you think about the story of redemption, we know that when Adam and Eve were created, they were put in that beautiful Garden of Eden, but they yielded to the enemy. They fell and sin entered into the world. And at that moment, it would have been a perfect opportunity for our Father God to say, you know, I created you. I love you. I'll always love you, but you got yourself in this mess. So just figure it out. I hope that you can figure out how to live. No, He didn't do that. That's not who our loving Heavenly Father is. Before He ever created man, He knew he would fall, but He had a plan of redemption. Amen. In mind.
Yeah.
That plan of redemption is just simply this. He wasn't in heaven shouting instructions.
That's right.
But what He did is He came down into the mess that man created. Hallelujah. True. To pull us out. He is Emmanuel, God Himself, that became our rescuer.
And I love how that verse says, I will not leave you without support.
That's right.
It reminds me of the book of Hebrews where it says He's upholding all things by the mighty word of His power.
Yes, amen.
So as you get in the word and get on the word, you can expect to be upheld.
That's right.
I know there's times when we feel like we're not getting any support at all. But you know what? We have the ability and we have the privilege to walk by faith and not by sight.
That's right. Amen.
As I said a little bit earlier, you know, God gave heaven's best for you and I.
Yes, He did.
When God wanted to show His love, He gave His Son.
Amen.
The greatest gift of heaven had become the greatest hope on earth.
That's so good.
The earth would ever know. Thank God. Amen. He's the hope of the world.
Yes, amen.
In hopeless situations,
that's right.
In hopeless generations, we have a God of hope.
Amen.
And I pray that the God of hope this Christmas season will fill you with all joy.
Yes.
And peace and believing.
Amen.
That you may not lose hope. That you may not lose faith.
That's right.
But you would be abounding and bubbling over with the God kind of hope.
Amen.
God gave heaven's best so we could give our very best.
That's
Jesus
right.
came willingly.
Yes.
I'm glad it wasn't a drop by. It wasn't a quick visit. He didn't come here in the flesh, die, then return to heaven, never to be heard from again. No, no, no. He is Emmanuel.
Hallelujah.
Say it with me. He is Emmanuel.
He is Emmanuel.
He is God with us.
He is God with us.
He was the Word of God made flesh.
Yes, amen.
And he came to fulfill every promise that God made to redeem mankind.
Yes.
He was, he is, and he will ever be the Savior of the world.
Amen.
He is the same yesterday, today, yeah, and forever. And he does not change.
Amen.
And looking quickly at the story, the Christmas story from Joseph's perspective, we see in Luke 1, 26 to 31, now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you, and you are blessed among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting that this was. Then the angel said unto her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, you shall conceive in your womb, and you shall bring forth a son, and his name shall be called Jesus." What a supernatural encounter.
Yes.
The word came to her through an angel. But Mary had a choice, either to accept or reject the word from the angel.
Yeah.
But Mary said with a heart filled with faith, "Be it unto me."
Yes.
"According to your word."
Mm-hmm.
And we've got 66 books filled with the word of God.
Amen.
And as you see a promise from God's word, all you need to say is like Mary said, "Be it unto me according to the word of the Lord."
Amen. So Mary had this supernatural encounter, but Joseph did not. Can you imagine how he felt when he got the news that his fiancée, his espoused one, Mary, was with child? The Bible does give us insight into his reaction. It tells us that Joseph was a just man. He loved Mary and he wanted to do the right thing. But what would that be? Here she was pregnant, and they weren't even married. As he considered his options, he also had a visitation from an angel in a dream. And we want to read that account. It's in Matthew chapter 1, beginning at verse 20. "But while Joseph thought on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will save his people from their sins.' So all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet," actually Isaiah, "saying, 'Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name," what's his name going to be? "Emmanuel," which is translated, "God is with us." The Redeemer of mankind, being called Emmanuel, was written by the prophet Isaiah hundreds of years before this event happened. And the angel quoted it to Joseph, giving him that assurance and that instruction to go ahead and to take Mary as his wife. Think about it again from Joseph's perspective. He was a Jewish young man. He had been taught the scriptures. He is actually the one who was of the lineage of David as well. So he knew when this angel said to him what the prophet Isaiah had written, he knew it. And he understood the responsibility attached to it. It would mean that not only was Mary going to be the mother of the Messiah, but he would be his earthly father. And he would have the task to love him, nurture him, train him, protect the Savior of the world. Well, we know that scripture was fulfilled.
Yes.
And the birth of Jesus happened just like it was prophesied.
Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful story. You know, the Christmas Amen. Story never, ever gets old.
No.
You know, I think about our tenure here. We've been here 40, this is our 44th year of Christmas celebration.
Wow.
To God be the glory that we're still here.
Yeah. On earth and at HBCC.
Well, Jesus humbled himself.
Yes.
In Philippians it says, who being in the very nature of God did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the death, even the death on the cross. So as we said, he came willingly to this earth. I mean, what a demotion.
Yeah.
Think about this a minute. The omnipresent one downsized to the confines of a human womb. The omnipotent one, the all-powerful one, became a helpless baby that had to grow, had to be fed, had to be burped, had to learn arithmetic. Good luck with that in this day. And then the omniscient one had to learn reading, writing, and all those things.
Yeah.
The story of Christmas is a celebration that Jesus entered this world as a little baby, born in a lonely manger. Millions of people today celebrate his birth, but they don't really have the revelation of who he grew up to be, the Savior of the world.
You know, at Christmas time, we all have our family memories, and I have a real special one, and I tell it quite often. If you're new here, go ahead and laugh. If you've heard it a lot of times, go ahead and laugh. Just make me feel good. Just indulge me here for a moment. But we have three granddaughters. Our oldest one is now 16. Her name is Olivia. But when she was 3 years old, she was having a lot of trouble staying in her big girl bed. She was getting up at night, coming into her parents' bedroom. She's just standing by the bed a lot of times waiting for them to acknowledge her. And she was crying that she did not want to sleep alone. So John kept telling her, now, honey, you are not alone. Jesus is with you. So that year, they came to our house for Thanksgiving, and right off, she didn't want to sleep alone again, so she wanted to sleep with Grammy. So she's in our big king bed. Pastor comes into the bedroom. She didn't say a word. She just pointed to the door, that you're going to go sleep in the office. I'm sleeping here with Grammy. So, I mean, this was really a deal for her. But anyway, they were still working with her, trying to get her to sleep by herself and letting her know Jesus was with her. So they're getting ready to leave. And I have this manger scene that I like to put out every year. And so we're putting out all the figurines. I'm having Olivia help me. I'm telling her who everybody is. And we get to baby Jesus. We put the manger there. And then I said, now this is baby Jesus. She picks him up. She's holding him. She kept going, baby Jesus? I said, yes, baby Jesus. Put him in the manger. So she did, and they left. And then when they got home, the next day, John calls me, and he's like, Mom, thanks a lot. And I'm like, what? He said, you know, we'd been working so hard with her to sleep in her own bed. We get home in the middle of the night. Here she comes. I put her back in bed, and I'm like, Olivia, you're not alone. Jesus is with you. And she said, yeah, but Grammy said he's a baby now. So what good is that? So there are people that acknowledge that baby Jesus, but they have no idea that he didn't stay a baby.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad he grew up to become our Lord Jesus Christ? He is our blessed Redeemer.
Yeah.
He is our Restorer.
Yes.
He is our Healer. And he is our soon coming King.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Man, I almost heard the organ on that one. I think you could preach in this house if you tried just a little bit.
Hallelujah.
Well, Jesus didn't just come to be with us. He came to trade places with us. I like that.
Amen.
That's what Emmanuel really means.
Yes.
He traded, praise God, sinlessness for our sin. Mm-hmm. He took what he never was so we could receive what we could never earn.
Amen.
In 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says that he was made sin for us. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made or put into right standing with God himself.
Yeah.
It is the great exchange.
Yes.
Our sin, his righteousness.
Thank you, Lord.
How about this? Our anxiety for his peace.
Amen.
For the chastisement of our peace was
Thank
upon
you,
him. Our guilt for his grace.
Thank you, Lord.
Can anybody say, thank God there's no condemnation?
Thank God there is no condemnation.
He traded our rejection for his acceptance.
That's right.
We are not the rejected.
Amen.
We are the accepted in the beloved.
Yes.
And in him, we are not incomplete. We are complete
That's
in
right.
him who is the head of all principality and power.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jesus traded places with you and I, we're forgiven. We're restored, we are accepted, we are empowered, and we can step into those things that God has prepared
Hallelujah.
For us as
Amen.
His sons and daughters.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So Christmas is not just a celebration, it is a revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus didn't come to take something from us. He came to take our place
yes.
so we could take our position as sons of the living God.
Amen.
In a few moments, we're going to give the opportunity for all of us to open our heart, recommit our lives to Christ, and maybe for the first time, you would want to invite the King of Glory to come in.
So one of the things that we want to emphasize before we do that is the greatest gift God gives us is the present of his presence. Amen. So I just felt in my heart yesterday as I was praying, just to exhort all of us, don't be so consumed with the busyness of the season and the buying of the presents
yeah.
that you are not present.
That's good.
We need to be present with our family and with our friends this time of year. Don't miss the true meaning and the true spirit of Christmas. And, you know, speaking from the voice of experience, no matter how hard you try, your Christmas is not going to be perfect. You will probably not have a Hallmark moment in your house.
Thank the
You're
Lord.
Not gonna, well, yeah. You probably are not going to get everybody to line up and get that amazing picture that they always end with these Hallmark movies. That's probably not going to happen. The cookies might be burnt. I pray they're not. The turkey could
be
dry. And if that happens, I want to encourage you, don't cry. Just go ahead and rejoice that you are with family. Pause and be thankful that you have family and friends around you and enjoy them.
That's right.
Be present.
I like what A.W. Tozer said. He said, most Christians are attempting the impossible. They're trying to be happy without a sense of his presence.
That's right. Don't do that. If we keep Jesus at the center
yeah.
of our celebrations, his peace,
yeah.
his presence, and even his joy
yeah.
will be present. One of the things that Jesus said he came to give us in John 10:10, familiar passage of scripture, he said, I came that you may have and enjoy life. enjoy Christmas. Amen? Enjoy this celebration. Enjoy life. Have it in abundance to the full till it overflows.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
You know, the other night I was not real happy about something, and I got a little bit down and discouraged about something. And Brenda came downstairs dressed up as an elf.
Well, not totally. I had elf pajamas. I didn't.
She had her elf pajamas on. And she was determined to cheer me up, and she did. Let's enjoy one another. Let's enjoy the presence of God.
I quoted to him what I quoted earlier. I said, now, I can't really sing, but you can. So we're putting on Christmas music, and I said, best way to spread Christmas cheer, singing loud for all to hear. And he started laughing at least. Amen. Good thing.
So whatever you got to do, enjoy the season. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. So we pray for all of you that you would experience unlimited amount of His peace, an unlimited amount of His presence, and may His joy abound in your home this Christmas season.
Yes, yes, Lord. That is our prayer for you. Well, before we have the altar call and give you the opportunity to invite Jesus into your heart, we have one more special that I know you are going to be blessed by. It is another one of our daughters. Here she comes, the beautiful, talented, sweet, precious. I got to get some new adjectives because they all of them are all these things to me. But Christina Rogers, I know this song is going to minister to you. It is called I Still Believe in Christmas. Go ahead, Christina.
I just want to say one thing. Jesus is the reason for the season. We hear that a lot, but He truly is. So keep your focus on Him in this season.
The choir singing carols, bells are ringing, streets are bright. It's Christmas all around me, so why is Christmas hard to find? December snow is falling down like I am to my knees. I could use some hope right now, cause right now hope is hard to see. Help me still believe. For God so loved this broken world, He sent His only Son to a carpenter and a teenage girl to show us all His love. He left His home in heaven to make heaven my home. My Emmanuel is with me. I'll never be alone. Down here my heart can't find much to believe, but I still believe. Still believe in healing for the weary and the hurt. And in a world that's so divided, I still believe in peace on earth. I still believe that love is strong enough to conquer hate. And in a world that won't believe it, still believe enough to say, for God so loved this broken world, He sent His only Son to a carpenter and a teenage girl to show us all His love. He left His home in heaven to make heaven my home. My Emmanuel is with me, and I'll never be alone. Down above all names, amen. A Savior in a manger and a star that leads the way. Help us all believe,
Christmas. Still believe.
I still believe in Christmas. I still believe.
Merry Christmas.
I think one of the greatest things that I've experienced since I became a Christian way back in 1975 was the fact that God still changes lives. He will change you. The Bible talks about becoming a new creation in Christ Jesus. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, he says, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. And old things are passed away. And behold, all things have become new." I'm so glad that my old things passed away. Aren't you glad that you are no longer who you were? But Jesus came and took your place. And now you become as He is. In 1 John, the Bible says, "As He is, so are we in this world." I know there's people that wonder, can I ever change? Can things ever be different in my life? I'm here to testify to you today, absolutely. And all it takes on your part is an open heart. All it takes on your part is to take a step of faith toward the Master. The price has already been paid. It's already done. It is completely finished. You do not have to earn your salvation. You do not have to earn your deliverance. He wrought a great salvation. And He wrought a great deliverance for all of us. You know, I think what Paul, writing to the church at Corinth, he said, "Now is the day of salvation. Now is the day of deliverance. Now is the day. Now is the time to be changed." In the way that God works with us, He changes us on the inside first. And then through the wonderful work of sanctification, that which has been done on the inside begins to show up on the outside. One of the greatest blessings I ever received when I received Jesus was the storms of life being stilled in my soul. The cares of this life, the anxieties of this age, completely stilled the storm. And He is the storm stiller today.
Amen. Amen.
I don't know what you might be going through. I don't know where you're at today, but Jesus does. And He already made the way for deliverance. He already made the way for salvation. The world thinks they have a lot of ways, but there's only one way. He said, "I am the way." He said, "I am the truth. And I am the life." You're here this morning and you say, "Man, I really need a change." Maybe you've kind of drawn away and walked away a little bit from the Lord and things have been kind of falling apart. Why don't you come back completely? Why don't you come back entirely? It's the best gift that you can give Jesus today. The gift of your life. The gift of not only Him being your Savior, but Him being your Lord. Him being your Master. So today we're going to pray. And we're all going to open up our hearts afresh and anew. I believe it's really, really important that we reaffirm our faith in the living one, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can do that today. But if you're here and you've never prayed this prayer before, just let your heart be open and take that step of faith and say, "Jesus, come into my heart, come into my life, and make me a brand new creation." Amen. Amen. Are you all ready to pray?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Just bow your heads just for a moment. If you're here this morning, you want to pray this prayer, would you just lift your hand up, wave it at me, say, "Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. God bless you. Yes, thank you. Thank you." Praise God. Well, let's all pray. Praise God. Place a hand over your heart, if you would, please. And let's say this together. Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
we thank you so much
thank
for the gift of your Son, Jesus. We firmly believe in our heart that Jesus came to this earth to give His life and to pay the price for our lives. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God who died for my sins and was buried, but rose again triumphantly over death, hell, and the grave. I invite you afresh and anew into my heart and into my life. And I confess boldly today that Jesus Christ is my Lord and is my Savior. And everybody said amen and amen. It's all right to clap. It's all right.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, there is nothing like the joy of knowing Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And so we want to remind you, I believe it was Christina said, Jesus is the reason for the season. And we want to close today on a real joyous note. So I want to invite our lovely Sabrina Richardson. Her and her husband are not only our children's pastors, but she's on staff here as well. She does a lot of things. But one thing that she does is she brings it when she sings. And she's going to bring the joy to us right now as she sings, joy to the world. And it's okay if you want to, as she begins to sing, can they get up and dance with you if
there
they want?
There are going to be lyrics on the screen too.
All right. Let's enjoy this.
Hallelujah. Merry Christmas, everybody. Come on, you got to clap.
We sing of your joy. We thank you for your joy. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room, and heaven and nature sing.
Come on.
And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and heaven and nature sing. Oh, we sing joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let all their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat, repeat the sounding joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. It's more than a feeling. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Say, oh my soul, I will bless His name. All that is within me, say, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Yes, it is, yes, it is. The joy of the Lord is my strength. So let it rise. So like a river over that grace and makes the nations prove the glories of His righteousness.
Come on!
And wonders of His love, and wonders of His love, and wonders, wonders of His love. Oh, the wonders of His love.
Come on, everybody, let's sing.
Oh, 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 the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my, it's more than a feeling, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Say, oh my soul, I will bless His name. All that is within me, say, oh my soul, I will bless His name. All that is within me, say, oh my soul, I will bless His name. All that is within me, say, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Hallelujah! It's the joy of the Lord, your strength. Come on, let's have joy in this house. Let's have joy in this house. Come on. Oh, He is my strength. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Bless His name. Bless His holy name.
Oh, we thank You, Lord, for the joy of the Lord.
Yes, hallelujah.
You are our strength, Lord. You are our source of strength.
Thank
our
You.
Our source of supply. And Lord, I just speak joy over each and every one. Joy within their hearts.
Yes.
And unspeakable joy.
Unspeakable
taking place
joy
in their hearts today. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
Hallelujah! Wow. Well, that was joyous. Amen. What a wonderful note to end on. Of course, before we go today, we want to take just a few moments and thank everyone that worked so hard on this Christmas program.
I mean, from the decorations
they're
to
beautiful.
All that goes into this, it's amazing. You know, we looked at the details that Pastor Tom put together, the times everybody needed
came
to show
today,
up.
Early.
These folks have really, really worked hard. We cannot thank you enough. We thank God for Pastor Tom and Kimberly.
Yes,
what a great,
all their
great
hearts.
Blessing.
Woo-hoo!
Wow. We are very, very blessed. Amen.
Amen. So, well, you all are standing, but of course we want to acknowledge the ensemble. If you're part of the ensemble, at least wave your hand at us.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. Look at all these lovely people. All of the soloists that sang, of course, some musicians, and it was awesome to have Ruthie and Kamaya down here during worship. Yay! And we don't want to leave out our sound engineers. Amen. The media people up there, wave to us. The camera crew, hallelujah. You know, just thank yourself for coming. We're just thankful that everybody came today.
Man.
But we're so glad for all of these that work so hard. And, of course, what do we want to wish everyone?
We want to say a very
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Don't forget all the celebrations coming up, all the services. We will see you very soon. God bless you. Have a great, great day.
Amen.